Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. The Greek Parliament has approved the government's new economic reform plans aimed at getting another badly needed bailout from the European Union. The lawmakers met in a late-night session Friday that stretched well past midnight after hearing a personal appeal from Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras. The new Greek proposals include more pension cuts and tax hikes, demands that the EU finance ministers have been making of Greece, and which voters rejected in last Sunday's referendum. They also include Greek insistence for a debt restructuring by the International Monetary Fund. Athens is asking the EU for $60 billion to be spread out over 3 years. Iran and major powers have given themselves until Monday to reach a nuclear agreement, their third extension in 2 weeks. As VOA's Mary Alice Salinas reports from Vienna, the move comes after the parties missed a Friday deadline.
Well, now that the ministers have blown through a second deadline, it seems like they're operating more on continuing the meetings as long as they're making some sort of progress. And that progress was described today by British Foreign Minister Hammond as painfully slow. But ministers here are vowing to continue the talks. It appears they're going to go through the weekend. Whether or not they can strike a deal is still very much up in the air. 18 months after they started these negotiations. In Vienna, Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News.
For more on these stories, please log on to our website, www.voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Obama on Friday accepted the resignation of Catherine Archuleta, the woman who was the head of the Office of Personnel Management and was overseeing the situation when hackers stole the personnel records of more than 21 million U.S. government employees. Ms. Archuleta's resignation came one day after she revealed that the hacking first reported last month was actually 5 times larger than first believed. Her former deputy, Beth Cobert, will take over as interim director. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said Friday that she has President Obama's support.
So the president believes that she is, at least on an acting basis, is the right person for the job while we search for a permanent replacement for Director Archuleta.
Reports have pointed to involvement by China. Last week, the Director of National Intelligence, that is, James Clapper, called Beijing a leading suspect in what is believed to be the largest data breach in U.S. history. An honor guard from the South Carolina Highway Patrol took down the Confederate battle flag that had flown on the grounds of the southern U.S. state's capital for more than 50 years. A racially diverse crowd of hundreds cheered and chanted as they witnessed the flag's historic removal from the State House ground. The move comes 3 weeks after the racially inspired murders of 9 African-American church members in Charleston, South Carolina. Denise Quarles is the daughter of one of the victims.
I miss my mom, but I know my mom is smiling down from heaven with the other victim. It's an important day. This is history. Unfortunately, what happened to them, that was bad, but some good is coming out of it, and I see a lot of positivity.
The man accused of committing those murders was seen in photographs holding the Confederate battle flag. Pope Francis has called for an end to corruption and more transparency in government during a speech in Paraguay. On a stage with Paraguayan President Horacio Cartes, the Pope said Paraguay needs to address violence and drug trafficking. He said any economic development that does not help the weakest members of society is not authentic development. Francis will celebrate 2 masses while he is in the country and is also scheduled to visit a children's hospital and to tour poor neighborhoods. World number one women's tennis player Serena Williams will try to win her 4th major title in a row when she faces Spain's Garbiñe Muguruza in the Wimbledon final on Saturday. Williams is chasing her 21st major title and is second only to former German star Steffi Graf. Serena is 20-4 in Grand Slam finals. For the 21-year-old Muguruza, it is her first Grand Slam championship. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Russ Davis here, and I welcome you to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present. And on this edition of the program, conversation with one of the most versatile guitarists in jazz today, John Scofield. 8 different projects this year. Now, I say 8 different projects for John Scofield in the last year or so, but he could be involved in even more. He's all over the place stylistically, but he has that distinctive John Scofield guitar sound, and we'll sample some of it and talk to him later in this hour. Right now, though, let's wish a happy birthday in the memory of one of the greats of the Hammond B3 organ, the artist Big John Patton, who was born on the 12th of July in 1933 in Kansas City, Missouri, in the middle of the United States of America. Kansas City, one of the most important cities in the history of jazz. Charlie Parker, as you may know, is from Kansas City, and Kansas City certainly had a distinctive sound over the years in jazz. A very loose and funky sort of style, and it fit in perfectly with the kind of music that Big John Patton made with a Hammond B3 organ, part of the phase in jazz known as soul jazz. Here's a cut from his album Along Came John from 1963, featuring another great artist from that same era, guitarist Grant Green. Big John Patton on Jazz America.
Thank you. Thank you. come.
Make me feel so good. Make me feel so good, yeah. Make me feel so good. And now, baby, feel so good. Make me feel so good. Oh, baby, shake that thing. Baby, shake that thing.
Schofield from his salute to Ray Charles titled That's What I Say. John Schofield plays the music of Ray Charles, the classic song What I Say, with a host of great singers, among them Dr. John, John Mayer, Aaron Neville, and Mavis Staples. Hope you enjoyed that here on VOA's Jazz America as we exhibit the variety in the music of the versatile Mr. John Schofield. He joins us now for more conversation. John Schofield has allowed us to hang out with him for about half an hour or so, I think, at least. And it's great to see you again.
Oh, great, Russ. Thank you. Good to be here.
You know, I got to start this by just remarking about something. I've been thinking about this. You know, people try all their lives to achieve something. And, you know, I thought about this coming over here. I bet your mom and dad are really proud of you because look at it this way. I'm thinking about some real luminaries. Gary Burton talked to me about, you know, when I saw John, he was just a young guy, I knew he had something special. You know, Matheny saying, oh, I loved John from the first moment I met him in Boston. I knew right away this guy was really something. The other day, a young guitar player said, I want you to hear my new record. It's got like a Schofield thing going on. You know, John, they should be proud of you. You have carved out a unique niche. You've reached a high level. You're doing wonderful things that the whole world loves. You got to be happy.
I am happy, Russ. I'm really, really lucky, you know, and like everybody, I have to remind myself of that because it's the human, you know, it's human nature to always want more. But, but the thing is, I'm really lucky. I mean, I'm really have had great things happen. And it's been like that for a while, Russ, you know, so. And my parents were proud of me. They both passed away, but they were proud of me. And it was, and they were really supportive of me. And they were knocked out that it actually worked out, you know, because when I was a kid and wanted to do music, I mean, like any parent, parents, they were very, unsure, because they were, my dad was a businessman, you know, my mom was a housewife. They didn't know from the music business at all. They were like, huh, you want to do this? But back in the 60s when I first started and then in the 70s, they supported me and allowed me to do it. And, it was really something that most parents didn't do back then. They do it more now, but back then it was, you know, you were really weird if you did that.
Yeah, they wanted you to have something to fall back on.
That's right, the old fall back on routine. And I didn't. I went to Berklee School of Music, you know, and then after 2.5 years just started playing gigs. So, it worked out, thank goodness. Whew.
Now let's hear that rare live recording I mentioned, recorded at the Detroit Jazz Festival last year, as John Scofield introduces the song himself on Jazz America from VOA1.
And now we'd like to play a song. It's got a little different groove that I wrote with Avi Bortnick, and this one's got a kind of a boogie groove. Not unlike the great John Lee Hooker from around the corner here, Detroit, Michigan. The Boogie King, John Lee Hooker. So we wrote a boogie, and I don't know how we came up with this title, but somebody said, well, what do you supposed to do with that? And we said, boogie's stupid. So here it is. Boogie's stupid. and Avi Bortnick.
Guitarist John Scofield and his Uber Jam Band recorded live at the 2014 Detroit Jazz Festival. I've got the music of another fine American guitarist coming up in honor of a request. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a very nice message I've received recently, which reads as follows. Hi, Russ Davis. I am a Ghanaian and listen to your Jazz America program on VOA regularly. I don't miss it at all. Keep up the good works. Ever since I developed an interest in jazz music more than 25 years ago when I was in the university, I have never turned back. Kindly play any jazz music by Earl Klew for my enjoyment. Kwaku Bediako Ado. From Accra, Ghana. Well, thank you so much for that message, and I hope that you've been turning all of your former classmates at the university and all of your friends and family that you've come in contact with those 25 years after university onto jazz as well. I'm doing the best I can, and I hope you will too. Play them some Earl Klew when they come to your home sometime in the future. I'll play some for you right now. From his 1977 release, entitled Finger Painting, here's Dr. Makumba, Earl Klew, on VOA's Jazz America. Thank you. some pretty fancy improvising going on that 1957 recording from the great Hank Mobley, born on the 7th of July in 1930. That was the Cole Porter classic Easy to Love from the 1957 album titled Hank, and it featured not only Mr. Mobley playing the tenor sax, but Donald Byrd on the trumpet and Bobby Timmons on the piano. Well, it's always best, probably easiest, to work with other musicians who can perform at a high level like yourself, or that are just simply your friends and associates that you enjoy playing with. That's certainly the case with one of the collaborations that John Scofield is involved in these days, by my account, about 8 different projects in the last year. And one of them is touring with old friends of his, bassist Steve Swallow and drummer Bill Stewart, as a John Scofield trio. We'll go back in time to a live performance from the Blue Note, the famous jazz club in New York City in 2003, and hear one of John's compositions called Over Big Top after we talk to John Scofield one more time here on VOA's Jazz America.
You're leading the way for many people. People look for a leader. I mean, be it a president or a football coach or whatever the case may be. At this point, in many ways, you're the bell cow for, I won't say a movement, because it's like a field of mushrooms. It's popping up all over the place, and they're all, each one's different. But people look to you. They're looking to you, and should they be afraid?
They should really run in fear, Russ. They should run in fear, because if they're looking at me, they're in terrible, terrible shape.
you know, I beg to differ. I'm sorry.
You know, I mean, here's the thing. It just, you know, yeah, I'm also looking, you know, but I also realize that we all learn from each other. And that's nothing comes from just from ourselves, you know, and I listen to old music, new music, young music, elderly music, whatever, and learn from it and incorporate it. And it comes out different in me, and it comes through me. But I think I've just hung out enough, you know, so that now there are young musicians who've heard about me and have played my records, and I'm honored to have anybody look up to me. Are you kidding me? It's a thrill.
I think maybe they may be looking at you and paying attention to you because the music that you make is uniquely yours, and they see you as a unique person. They'd like to be able to find their own voice like you have found yours. And also, there are talented, super talented composers and people that have a darker sort of way of doing things, maybe a denser sort of more complex musical message to portray. Mm-hmm. Yours is oftentimes complex, but for the most part, it just makes them smile. It just makes them feel good. They resonate in a good spot in their soul when they listen to it.
And that's good.
That's something
to
follow.
You know what? I mean, that's when I always, it's so nice that I've got some of that in there, because some of my music doesn't, you know, and sometimes I get very cerebral, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
But I know what you mean about that, to let some of the sunshine come through in any of us. It's just a matter of letting it. It's all there. We all are you know, looking for it. Mm-hmm. You know? Thank you.
Thank you.
John Scofield in a trio setting, recorded live in 2003 at the Blue Note in New York City. And the last time I saw John Scofield at the Blue Note was with Chick Corea. Here is Chick on Jazz America from VOA 1. Korea from Now He Sings, Now He Sobs with Samba Yantra. Well, this is Russ Davis hoping you've enjoyed our investigation of the versatile Mr. John Scofield. On the next edition of Jazz America, we'll return to the Montreal Jazz Festival in Quebec in Canada. The 10 days have ended now, and what memories we've been left with. I had a chance to speak with two great musicians there, the wonderful guitarist Al Di Meola, who received the Miles Davis Award from the festival, and up-and-coming young band leader of the band Snarky Puppy, Michael Lee. I'll share their conversation and their music, and we'll hear more from this year's festival on the next Jazz America. Join me then, won't you?